Today, briefly, we're going to share about taking care of business. Tell your neighbor, take care of business. Take care of business. Take care of business. Take care of business. When we start our new semester of small groups, it's going to be a sermon-driven small group. Meaning this, what we'll discuss in our small groups will be based on what was preached on Sunday mornings. And where the board had decided we're going to go this route. And so you should have a handout. Did you get a handout today? Anybody get a handout today? If you did not get a handout, it looks something like this. Just raise your hand if you did not get one. I want you to have one. And so we're going to try to see how this works by giving these handouts out. But also there's another thing we're trying to take advantage of. And how many of you use the YouVersion Bible app? You use a few. Okay, all right. So do you have your phones with you today? I'm sure you do. So grab your phone. And go to the YouVersion Bible app. It's a brown-looking Bible. It's a Holy Bible on it, on that app, the YouVersion Bible app. And just let me know when you have it. Amen? Okay, all right. And so open it up. Open it up. And then at the very bottom of that screen, you will see it says Home, Read, Plan, Search, and More. Do you see that? All right, so I want you to click on more. All right, you click that on? All right, very good. So after you click that on, I want you to click the tab that says events. So hit events. Do you have it? All right, there's a search bar in there, right? All right, so in that search bar, we are in what city? Type in Benicia. Oh, you're good. Okay, type in Benicia. And then tell me, what do you see? Right, go ahead and click that. All right, and so what we're going to try to do is have this up on Thursdays, so you'll kind of have an idea what we're going to speak about on Sundays. And then also has a very cool thing about it. You can actually send this to your friend. You can share the event, right? So click that share. And then may give you a couple of options about share about event or export event content. Always hit share about event, okay? And then it'll give you an option to share it with those via email or your message. And you can invite your friends to church on a Sunday using this. Everyone said? Amen. All right. It's just another tool that we're going to try to use to get the word out. So, again, that's how you'll use it. And if for some reason you're not here on that Sunday, you can still kind of get understand what we're going to speak about for that particular Sunday. And so let's get into this word today. I won't be here long before you. I'm hoping. I don't think I will. But taking care of business. A budget. How many have a budget? Wow. Man. That's good to have. It's great to have one. Amen. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I got a budget. Sure do. A budget, an estimate of income and expenditure for a set period of time. It also is a plan of disbursement of time or material. Listen, all of us, we need sometimes we can get out of control. Amen? And having this budget is a tool that we can use to stay in control. All right? And so, again, we want to look at a budget. And why is it important to have a budget? Because knowing our financial condition is very important. All right? Knowing our financial condition is very important. And How many you got mirrors? I'm very sensitive when I walk in front of a mirror. I'll be shopping with my wife and at the department stores, and they got mirrors every so often, you know. And I'll walk by, and because I want to see my view sideways. Because that tells you the real you. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it just head on, you may not see like you see from the side view. Amen? And so when you look into that mirror from the side, you can see all, you see it. Have you ever looked at yourself from the mirror sideways? Man. And for most of us, well, not most of us, for me, it's not a pretty picture. But I need to see it. I need to recognize what my condition is. Right? And so putting together a budget allows you to recognize what your position is. Because we can go through life, oh, la-di-da-di-da, you know, do whatever. You need to know where you're at. Amen? You need to know where you're at. I need to know my financial condition. So, number one, go with me to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27. And we're going to look at a few verses there in Proverbs 27. We're going to start at verse 23. Proverbs 27, and then go to verse 23. And you have it, just say amen. Not only a budget, but you also need your homemade financial statement to see really, okay, I've got these many assets and I've got these many, you know, deficit to debits. I need to know where I'm at. And if you want a copy of a budget or a financial statement, that same email address we gave you before, email me and I'll send you an electronic one that you can use. So most of you have one already, but if you need one, let me know and I'll get it to you. Proverbs chapter 27. And start at verse 23. Remember, I need to know my financial condition. Verse 23 says this, from the Amplified. It says, be diligent to know the condition of your flocks. Again, we don't deal with flocks today. We deal with dollars and cents. We don't deal with flocks for the most part. Be diligent to know the condition of your bank account. Everyone said amen. 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 And pay attention to your herds. Watch this. For riches are not for forever. Nor does a crown endure to all generations. For most of us, there's a certain time period that we're going to amount the greatest amount of income. Okay, maybe between 30 and 60 or 25 and 65. There's a certain age bracket for most of us. And after that particular age bracket is gone, we need to be able to still live, amen? And so I need to figure out, okay, if I'm making all this now, there's going to be some point in the future where I may not make as much as I made in my heyday. Amen? Because this right here is not going to last forever, all right? When the grass is gone, then the new growth is seen, then the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. The lambs will supply wool for your clothing, and the goats will bring the price of a field, and there will be enough goat milk for your food, for the food of your household, and for the maintenance of your maids. We need to be able to live after we've passed the point of generating a lot of income. Because we can become accustomed to living to a certain lifestyle, amen? Based on what we're making. Now, when we're no longer making what we made, in our mind, we still want that lifestyle. Amen? We still want to go out to eat periodically. Some of us still want to have cable or satellite, amen? You want to be able to go on vacations, right? And so you need to know your herd now so you can prepare for the future, amen? So I need to know my financial condition so I can provide for my needs. I also need to know my financial condition so I can be successful to achieve my objectives. And so whatever your objectives are for the next year, 5 years, 20 years, I need to know where I'm at, what I have coming in, all right, what I need to do right now to be able to meet my objective in the future. Because there's, how do I say this? It is an unwise or a poor testimony to the unsaved for the men and women of God to not live a life with their basic needs met. I'm saying it again. It is a poor testimony to God. And some of the reasons we aren't able to because we've not understood the state of our herd and our flocks. And we've just went crazy. And God is saying, listen, slow down. Understand what you have and how to manage it better. Why would I give you more? Why would I give you 100 if you can't manage the 10? Amen? We have 11 grandkids. Grandkid number 11 for Christmas, he don't get what grandkid number 1 get for Christmas. We believe grandkid number 1 has a better understanding how to manage the gift more than grandkid number 11. Amen? God understands what we're able to manage. And if he sees us being foolish with what he's given us, do you think he's going to give you much more? No, because we've been foolish what he's given us. Amen? And so I need to know my financial condition so I can achieve my objectives, whatever those objectives are, whether it's a vacation, whether it's buying a car, I need to know. I need to know where I'm at, what I got coming in, what I got going out. So, 'cause sometimes I may need to say, you know what, we can't buy that. And that's hard. I love Home Depot and Best Buy. Man, they have so many nice things there. Right? And if I go to Costco, man. And if I don't know my financial condition, I will be tempted to do things with God's money I should not be doing. Tell your neighbor, it's God's money anyway. It's God's money anyway. So I need to know my financial condition. My life should exhibit order because of this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to look at verse 40 and then look at verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 40. If you have it, say amen. All right, verse 40 says this. The Amplified says this. But all things must be done appropriately and in an orderly manner. All things. Now, granted, in this particular chapter, Paul referring to the conduct at the local assembly. But it goes into play for every part of your life. Everything should be done orderly and appropriately. Amen? Now go to verse 33. Verse 33 says this. The Amplified says, for God, who is the source of their prophesying, is not a God of confusion and disorder. 1 Corinthians 14, 33. He is not a God of confusion and disorder, but a God of peace and order. My life should exhibit order because God is not a God of confusion. And if I'm following him, my life needs to be in order. Amen? I can't be out of control, whether it's in my eating, whether it's in finance. In every part of my life has to be under control because God is not the author of confusion. God does everything decently and in order. If I'm following him, my life needs to be in order. And when my finances are not in order, listen, I'm not pleasing him. I'm not following after him. Amen? Do this right now. Just say no. Okay. Use that when you go to Costco. When you go to Home Depot, when you go to Best Buy, just say no. Amen? Next week when we fast, that first day of fasting, it's going to be the hardest day for you. Amen? Because things you don't normally eat, you want to eat then. Right? And you have to tell yourself, no, we're not going to do that. You got to tell yourself no. My life needs to be in order because God is a God of order. He's not a God of confusion. Amen? Things need to be done in order. I need to know my financial condition so I can plan better. I need to know. Now, I'm 57. Who's in their 20s still? Raise your hand. Who's in their 20s? 20s? Wow, still in your 20s? Good. All right. So someone in their 60s? Who's in their 60s? 60? All right. Vernon. Go grab this mic and give Vernon this. Come on up here, Vernon. Come here quickly. Listen, when I was in my 20s, raise your hand in your 20s again. Raise your hand in your 20s. When I was in my 20s, I wasn't thinking about the future. When I get 60, man, that's eons from now. Amen? Man, that's eons. But now that I'm 57, I'm saying, dang, I got 3 more years. I'll be 60. That's crazy. Huh? You're going to be closer. You're closer. Man. Vernon, so you're, how old are you? 67. And 2019, you just retired or no?
I just retired December 31st.
Well, give him a hand. All right, so Vernon, what would you tell a guy or a gal who's in their 20s?
Work hard. like you said, and you know, like everyone said, hopefully God will bless you with an opportunity to save big, save hard, because I tell you, it happens so quick. I remember when I was in my 20s, and you know, I worked in the IT department for 43 years, and you know, it's hard. I mean, to try to keep up with what's going on in life, and like Pastor Bill said, to say no. But I'll tell you one thing. I mean, if you can invest in good ideas and pray to God that they're great. And also make sure you put in 401k. That 401k is savings grace. If you can do that, you may come out okay. Cause don't believe in Social Security. You don't know what that's gonna do. You know, luckily today, we do have it. But by the time it comes to the people in their 20s ready to retire, they may not be there. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Like I said, I got my hat here and everything. I'm blessed. It is a blessing to be able to retire because a lot of people aren't. A lot of people, I still have friends that are still working because, they didn't put or weren't prepared for it.
It is a blessing. Amen. Give them a hand, everyone. We have to be prepared. Amen. We have to be prepared. One way to be prepared is we got to seek out counsel. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 18. Proverbs 20 and verse 18. We got to seek out counsel. Okay. Verse 18 says this. It says, plans are established by counsel. So make war only with wise guidance, meaning this: plan, seek counsel, seek wise counsel. Seek counsel from those who are farther down the road than you. Did you hear me? Seek counsel from those who are farther down the road from you. Listen, if you're looking for marriage counsel and you're in your 20s, don't talk to a 20-year-old. Amen? No, get someone who's been married for a while. They can tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about it. Amen? No. So when you want financial counsel, seek someone who's farther down the road than you. I told you this once before. I'll tell you again. My father told me, dealing with money, he said, listen, I've paid for this lesson. I'm giving it to you for free. He saw me being foolish with money. He had been foolish as well. He said, I paid for this lesson. I've given it to you for free. And all of my great wisdom, and I said, oh, Dad, I want to make my own mistakes. That was one of the most stupidest comments I've ever made in my life. He was giving me wise counsel. Now, watch this. If you seek out wise counsel, be willing to receive it. Amen? Listen, so when mom or dad are trying to tell you something, don't reject it because they're just mom and dad. Oh, I'm tired of mom and dad telling me what to do. I'm grown now. A year and a half later, Dad, can I kind of borrow some? Oh, no, you grown. You grown now. Oh, no, you grown. No. We have to seek out wise counsel from those who are older than us and those who have a better grasp on the particular area we need counsel in. So I mean by this, there's nothing wrong with seeking out financial counsel for someone who's in that field that can give you some information that you can make the final decision on. Amen? So seek out counsel. We have to take care of business so we can be prepared for the future. The Bible speaks about Joseph as the second in command in Egypt. And they had 7 great years of harvest, right? He was wise because you know what he did? During those 7 great years of harvest, he started saving grain. Putting it away. So when the 7 years of drought came, Egypt had food. Amen? Listen, I want you to know that when you're able to make money, you got to put it away so that when you don't make as much in the future, you can live off of that. So, and I said this a million times, I'll say it again. My father never made more than $16.71 an hour. Never made more than $16.71 an hour. Bought his home in San Francisco and bought another home in Louisiana. And when he passed away, he had stuff for us as well. How could a guy only making $16.71 an hour at tops be able to have stuff for his kids and grandkids? He understood his flocks, his herd. Amen. He knew how to put away. Amen. And he sought out counsel. Huh? If we don't do this, we're not taking care of business. And God's not going to entrust us with any more. Amen? That's why we have a budget for this church. And we have to try to maintain and work within that budget of this church. So God can then, by seeing our faithfulness, give us more to do more things for his glory. Amen? You got a plan for your future because it's coming fast. I never thought about this day. I remember my 10-year high school reunion. This year, I'll celebrate 40 years. Like, where did that come from? Huh? Where did that come from? You better plan. We have to take care of business. This word diligent means having or showing care and conscientiousness in one's work or duties. We have to be diligent about it. You have to look at where you're at. Can I start cutting back on some things I really don't need? Yeah, I can. Huh? And so I need to cut back on some things I don't need. Glory to God. That might mean some of your cable bill. Huh? You're not going to like this. I'm going to say it anyway. Calculate your Starbucks bill. Amen. Amen. Huh? If we do not, then we are promoting this type of behavior to the generation coming behind us. A couple of the grandkids, one is 8, one is 6, they asked me yesterday, a lot of things they're asking. One of the things they're asking is they want a computer, a Chromebook. And they each want their own Chromebook. What? And then they make this comment to us about one of their aunties, because their birthday is in December, and they make this comment about one of their aunties only gave them a Christmas present but not a birthday present. If we don't do better and teach our kids better, huh? They're going to grow up not knowing how to manage a dollar, huh? And the Bible says how that the borrower, he's really an enslaved, huh, to the lender. Amen? And so in order for us to take care of business, I need to really know where I'm at. I need to look into the mirror. Because sometimes we think that we're at a certain place and we're not. And I need to know where I'm at. And if you calculate how much you have been spending, you don't really understand. You've been spending too much. Yeah. You've been spending too much. And then we barely make it to the next paycheck. That's bondage. Amen? That's no way to live. Amen? And so we've got to make certain adjustments. So I'm sharing this with you today because I want you to take this information and begin to run with it. Because when we are blessed, the ministry is blessed. Amen? And we can reach more people for Jesus. Amen? But when we are foolish with our money, it has an impact, right, on the work being done here in the ministry, which has an impact on those we can reach for Jesus. So all of us need to be wise. We need to understand about our herds and our flocks, where we're at actually. We need to get real good counsel, and we need to get our lives, if they're not, back in order. Is it hard? It can be extremely hard. Extremely hard. Because when you're used to doing certain things and now you say you can't do the certain things, it is extremely hard to make those changes. But we have to if we want to take care of business. Amen? And God is watching every move that we make and everything that we spend. God is watching that. Let me go with me to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Do you have it there? Okay, just hold it right there. We said about seeking counsel. We want you to sit down and write out a plan. Stop putting it off. Do it now and don't wait. Amen? Know where you're at, where your starting point is. Have an objective where you want to arrive at, and then write out a plan based on your financial condition, how to get to that particular point. And then let nothing get in your way. Amen? Write it out. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says here, says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed a future time. It hurries towards the goal, and it will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it. Write out your vision, what your objectives are. Put them in a place that you can see every day. On the refrigerator, on the mirror, in your Bible. Have a reminder, come on your phone every day. I'm not going to spend but this much today. I'm going to save this much this week. Write it out. If you do not write it out, and not before you on a consistent basis, it'll go to the back of your mind and you won't do it. As Marcia said earlier, she said, one of the reasons why we don't verbalize any type of resolution is we do not want people trying to hold us accountable to it. And so we don't say it. We don't write it down. We don't say it out loud. We may say it in our mind. We don't say it out loud. Write it out. Put it somewhere you can see it so that when you run every day, oh, yeah, I can't go there today. Oh, yeah, I got to stop doing that. Huh? Take your lunch. You don't want to hear that. I know you don't. Take your lunch. Listen, you can spend $15 at lunch. $15 at lunch. Or you can say, well, I'll just go to McDonald's and get a $5 meal or whatever. Yeah, that's bad for you. Amen? Take your lunch. Save $3 a day. What is that, 15 a week? Right? What is that a month? 60? Save that money. Amen? Glory to God. Write it down. When we opened today, we asked the question about how many had a budget. Remember that? And many of you raise your hand, right? So here's the thing. Don't raise your hand. Just look straight at me. How many of you who have one adhere to it? Just look at me. Just look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Do I adhere to it? Huh? You got to adhere to it. Amen? Write it out. Adhere to it. Be willing to make certain sacrifices for your objectives. Huh? plan. This is the last one I'm going to share with you. Find someone who you can share your plan with who will ask you periodically how you're doing with it. We don't want to do that. Huh? Because we don't want them in our business. Huh? No. Don't be asking me what I'm doing with it. No. Find someone who will ask you the tough questions. How are you doing with your budget? Are you on track? There's nothing wrong with resolutions. Nothing wrong with objectives. All right? We've got to just follow through. You got to write it out. You got to get some good planning. Right? You got to seek out good counsel, right? In your mind, you got to realize that if my life is in order, it better represents the Lord. When my life is in disorder, it does not represent him very well. And it really limits me on my ability to be a witness to the unsaved, the unchurched. Because this is real. This is real talk. Okay, you ready for this? When the world sees us struggling in this area, it's very difficult for them to want to be a part of what we are doing because they see us struggling. Are you with me? So we have to have our life. I'm not talking about being rich. I'm talking about being able to be able to enjoy your life for all of your life. Amen? You may never buy a mansion or a yacht. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being able to enjoy your life for the rest of your life, to have your life in order. We can no longer be out of control. Because God is a God of order. And so, I don't know why I did this, but I gave James Strope Jr. permission to ask me about my my health and weight loss. And so, he called me the other day. And I'm thinking, you know, it's a call about ministry, you know, what we're preaching on. And he said to me, well, how we doing? And so I acted like, what do you mean, how we doing? I knew what he was talking about. He wanted to know how my eating is, right? Am I gaining? So, doing all right, man. Doing all right. I'm barely doing all right. But I need someone like him to challenge me and to hold me accountable in that particular area of my life. And all of us in this area, you need someone, whether it's a spouse or whether it's a friend, you need someone to ask you the tough questions. How you doing? Are you on track with your saving? Huh? Are you taking your lunch every day? How much money did you spend last week? You see, we don't want to answer those tough questions, but we need those tough questions asked. Right? Because it helps us stay on track. And so, like, we went out to breakfast. I thought we were at James and his dad because he's doing the same thing with his dad. And so we were somewhere together, and James Jr. wasn't there. And we looked at each other and said, all right, man, today we're going to eat, man. we're going to eat, man. James ain't here. So, because we know if James is here, he's going to look at us like, you shouldn't be having that bacon. Planning. All right. Planning. All right. Get wise counsel. All right. Write down your objectives. Put them in a place you can see all the time. And be willing to say no to yourself. That's our start. Can we do that? That was really poor. Can we do that? Yeah. All right. Here's the next question. Will we? Will we? Will we? Amen. Glory to God. Make some changes around here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I'll say this, we're going to go. So I should not have corn chips. I got to really cut back on my corn chips. And so we got some in the house, right? And so open confession is good for the soul. And so Ola's upstairs, of course, and the corn chips are in the pantry in the kitchen. And we said, dang, that corn chip bag make too much noise. Amen? And so I'm trying to get going into the pantry and get the corn chips and kind of open it up without making too much noise. And I know she hears me. She probably hears me. But I take a corn chip out. Like, oh, it tastes so good. I hid because I know if she saw me, she would hold me accountable. And if you're married, she's not the type to hold you accountable by saying anything, but she'll just look at you. Amen? We need people like that in our lives who will hold us accountable after we set our goals or objectives, right? This is where I want to go. All right, I'm letting you in on this so you can ask me the tough questions. All right, I'm going to get someone to help me plan this thing out. I'm going to get wise counsel. I'm getting my life back in order because God is a God of order, not of confusion. And if our lives are in confusion, we're not pleasing God. Amen? And so we're going to do this thing in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everyone. We're going to get this done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Sister Woods, come on up. Do you feel like in the recent past that this part of your life has kind of been out of order? Anybody here? Yeah. And we're going to get this thing back in order. We're going to get this back in order with the Lord's help. And so today, we're going to invite the Lord in to our situation. Amen? We've kept him here at church, but we haven't kept in our bank account. You know what, Lord, I take care of this myself. No, we need the Lord's help in every area of our life. Amen? And so, Sister Wood, coming up, she's going to pray. And this invitation that we would invite God into our financial area of our life. That we would have people who would hold us accountable, that we would really take care of business and get our life in order, that we can better represent him. Amen? And listen, I don't know if you may be here today and you want to get this done, you want God's help, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. I want you to know that you can have him as your Savior today. And so before Sister Woods prays, I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads for a moment and close your eyes. And if you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you would like to invite him into your life today, hallelujah, I'm going to ask you right where you're at, simply raise your hand. If that's you, you want to have Jesus come into your life and save you. You can't do this on your own. You need the Lord. Hallelujah. He may be speaking to one of you today. This is your chance. Hallelujah. Well, amen, Sister Woods.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a Lord. What a God. What a Savior. He wants to take care of every part of our lives. Isn't that wonderful? It's so exciting to me as I sit there and listen to know that God wants us to have wisdom. And the Word of God says, and with wisdom get understanding. And He gives us the time and the care. With a pastor who's conscious and who's listening and who knows there's more to life than what we sometimes experience. I thank God for this opportunity today, just to be in his house and to know that he has a plan for us for this year, 2019. It didn't just start now. He had the plan all along, but we have to hook into it. This is our opportunity. So let's bow our heads. Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you for your care and your love for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided everything that we need. We pray, Father, for your wisdom today, that we would not only hear the word, but that we would accept it as our word, personal for us, oh God. That when we leave this place, we will have some place to go. We will have a point of contact, Lord, and a knowledge that you're with us through it. And we thank you for it. Bless our pastor, bless this church, and bless our lives, oh God. Keep us aware and alive to your voice so that we can hear, this is the way, walk ye in it, as you speak to your children. We thank you and praise you for this privilege. In Jesus' precious name, amen.